So if you're an enterprise developer and you're using Visual Studio 2019 for your development, you can now leverage the IoT Edge Tools extension for Visual Studio. And Shin from the developer division is here to tell us everything you need to know. Hi everyone, thanks for watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. We'll be talking about Visual Studio development for IoT. And we have Shin from the developer division. Shin, thanks for coming to the show.
Nice to meet you, Olivier.
Nice to see you and have you. Can you share with our audience a little bit about what you're doing with your team within the developer division?
I'm from the developer division. I'm actually a program manager focusing on IoT developer tools. So we are trying to build a seamless developer experience in Visual Studio family, including Visual Studio, Visual Studio Code, like Azure DevOps for IoT developers.
Cool. So until recently, we had primarily supporting Visual Studio Code for IoT development,
yep.
Whether it's IoT Hub, Interaction, or IoT Edge development. Recently, you guys have been pushing for enterprise developer using Visual Studio support into Visual Studio 2019 for IoT development, right?
Yep.
So we're going to see a little bit of that because actually the IoT Edge extension is now GA. It's out of preview. So we want to see what the workflow looks like for a developer working on Edge devices to create modules and then deploy them, debug them onto Edge devices using Visual Studio.
Yeah. Let's see what the experience will be like. Here I'm actually showing the Visual Studio Marketplace page. It's our Azure IoT Edge tools for Visual Studio 2019. So before that, actually, you have to install Visual Studio 2019, whatever the version you are using, professional, enterprise, or community.
And we just timed that. It takes something like 20 minutes total, right? Because we had to reset up the machine for the demos right here. So basically, 20 minutes, and you're in business, right?
Yeah, and later, once you've done that part, you just click the download button here. Yep. You will get a V6 package for your extension. Mm-hmm. And open it, you can get this extension installed in your Visual Studio.
Got it.
So after finish that part, you can actually go to the beautiful Visual Studio 2019 new project dialog.
Yep.
So here, you can create a new project. So how to search for your IoT Edge project type here? You can do some filtering by click the button here. There is a new section for IoT.
Nice, just below games.
Yeah.
Games, IoT, that's cool.
So we will have more kind of a project type here, but for now we have an IoT Edge extension installed. So we are only showing the three types of IoT Edge project type for different platforms, including Windows, Linux, and even you want to do it like Raspberry Pi, there is a Linux ARM32 support.
Nice, love it.
So for now, assume I am a Windows developer. I'm doing everything on Windows. My IoT Edge device is running Windows 10 IoT, and the container type is a Windows container. Okay. So I'm just go straightforward with the Azure IoT Edge for Windows MD64 support.
Nice. But the experience will be the same for the developer targeting Linux images for
these
containers.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So we have a cross-compilation story for that. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do some real troubleshooting on real device, we have a blog post with detailed instructions.
Cool.
So I'm just click the next. You are going to pop up to specify your project name, the location. I'm just keep all the default value here. And the next window is, the Visual Studio will ask you to add your first IoT Edge module. So you might already familiar with what is an IoT Edge module. Mm-hmm. I'm just skip that part.
Yep.
But here you might notice there is a drop-down kind of a control here.
Yep.
We have a Visual Studio template. For now, we have C# module, C module, custom module template.
Okay.
You can also browse the module marketplace for all the certified IoT Edge module published by Microsoft or our partners. You can search for some protocol translation like Modbus, OPC UA here. just for you to easily get started for like protocol translation or other Azure service kind of scenarios.
Nice. And I want to double down on the fact that this is not just a Microsoft one. Like the modules that our partners are publishing on the marketplace will show up there as well.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You can see, let me search for this is actually from a partner.
Got it.
Yep.
Yep. Awesome.
But for a quick get started, I will switch back, create a C# module here. Mm-hmm. You need to specify the module name and your container registry.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to switch to my Azure Container Registry. So I'm typing my Azure Container Registry here.
And you had, by default, you had an option to use a local container registry, right?
So exactly.
Typically, if you just like using Docker, you can start an image locally, a container that actually will act as your local registry, right?
Yep. So here is my Azure Container Registry. Let me see. I'm going to click the Add button here. So Visual Studio, we're trying to create your first project with all the project name, module name just specified. So here we have a new Visual Studio solution for IoT Edge. There are two types of project here. One is the special IoT Edge project. You can see the deployment manifest template file here. It actually described all the modules you want to build, you want to deploy, the topology, the routes between the modules. So the next project is actually just a .NET Core application. There is a program.cs file which take the Azure IoT device SDK as a dependency. So by default, the template here is a filter module, which means whatever the message you bridge to this module will be directly sent to the next downstream module.
That's the hello world of the module development.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here I need to do one thing. Because I'm using my container registry, I might need to specify some environmental variables here.
Okay.
Yeah, so here I'm going to do a copy-paste my container registry credential. And save this file.
Nice.
So if you look at the deployment template JSON file, you will see here we actually are doing two modules here. One is the temperature sensor keeps simulating some data, like your temperature, the humidity mm-hmm. data. And then another module is actually the C# module we are working on here. Mm-hmm. And here you can see the routes between these two modules. Basically, all the message from the temp sensor will be sent to the C# module, and later they will directly be piped to the cloud side.
Got it. So you have a level of IntelliSense and so on to develop that file, to work with that file?
Exactly. Yeah. So you can see this file actually relies on the schema file from the schema store, which means if you doing something wrong here, let's see, we will pop up some, warnings, arrows for you for some intelligence. And even you did something wrong, we will give you some hints, some suggestions here.
Totally integrated into the experience that the enterprise
exactly.
developer would expect.
Yep. So next thing I might be interested is is Visual Studio, right? Just press F5 or click this button.
Like the magic of
F5. The magic. So everything will be handled by Visual Studio. You just focus on
your... So what is it doing in the backend right now? What is it doing?
So in the backend, we are trying to simulate the environment for your IoT Edge modules. On your IoT Edge device, there is a security agent for you to, securely communicate between modules and the runtime. So how to do that for your local development? Because you don't have those security things.
Yep.
We actually simulate that in Visual Studio so that you just focus on your, real business logic in the C# code. Mm-hmm. And press F5, everything is ready. You can see just a debug this one as just a simple console application.
Okay.
It's the same experience. So as I mentioned, the temp sensor will just send in the message to this pipe module. You can see the data coming through the temp sensor here. So if I get
So that meant that actually because you're simulating the infrastructure of IoT Edge,
yep.
You don't need to have the infrastructure of the containers just yet at this point, right? You're basically working with the binaries, and the binaries just act as if they were running on the ITS runtime.
Exactly. You're actually debugging a DLL at this moment.
Love it.
So I'm seeing the message flowing. The next thing, perhaps I want to do some debugging. So I'm going to set a breakpoint here in my code. And you will see the breakpoint actually has been hit here. You can see the message string here.
Nice.
And if you want to continue, just click continue. There will be a new line of message showing in your console window.
Cool. Okay. So Comfort Visual Studio, full debugging of the module code right now.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So it's quite straightforward because it's Visual Studio. I'm just going to stop everything. Assume I already have my module code ready.
Yep.
What should I do? Let's say deploy to IoT Edge device.
Yep.
So here there is some new context menu. After you install the IoT Edge extension, you can build and push IoT Edge modules.
Got it.
So which means you are going to containerize the DLL file with all the dependencies into a container image. And later, you actually underline running the Docker push, push the Docker images to your Azure container registry. So it will be ready. It may take some time here, but I have a local cache. It's quite fast. So once you build and push, you want to do the deployment, which means that you want to send the deploy manifest to your IoT Edge device. So here, actually, we add the IoT Hub support in the Visual Studio Cloud Explorer.
Nice.
You just expand your IoT Hub here, find your IoT Hub with the Windows IoT Edge device.
Got it. And basically, I suppose you can create a new IoT Hub, you can work on the settings of these IoT Hubs.
You can create a new IoT Edge device, monitor message, create IoT Edge device, general sales token, all the actions are listed here.
Awesome.
So here is actually, I'm running IoT Edge on a remote virtual machine. So I'm using this IoT device and going to create deployment. You just click this file. And switch to the repository. Let me see.
I think it was in documents.
User folder.
Users. First one.
Yeah,
and
source. Exactly.
Yes.
Repos here. And this is my IoT Edge project. And we have a config file with everything generated just for your Windows device.
Nice.
So click open. You will see this file has been successfully deployed to sent to IoT Hub, and the modules will start pulling down to your IoT Edge device. So if you expand your IoT Edge device, you can see all the modules are spinning up. And then you can check the properties here. You can see the module has been connected, which means it's running.
Okay.
And another thing you can do, should be very interesting, is like you can start monitor the device to cloud messages. So
for that specific device or IoT
Yeah,
device.
For that specific device. Okay. So since I just mentioned you have temp sensor, a PI module, so basically you will see in the temperature sensor data from the simulated module there. So now you can see the telemetry has been flowing in the output window of Visual Studio.
Nice.
So here you can see the, let me adjust the window size. You can see the message from your IoT Edge device, the temperature data, the humidity, and all the, the metadata from this message header.
Got it.
Yeah.
So now you're running on an actual Edge device. It's virtually running, because it's a virtual machine, but it's the actual runtime with the actual module coming from ACR as a container image, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you really want to check if it is still running on your device, I'm actually remote to this IoT Edge device now. You can run some IoT Edge command here to list the module here. You can see module is just deployed and start running.
Yeah, and I guess you can see the status of the modules in the Cloud Explorer as well.
Exactly. So here you can switch back to the Cloud Explorer, check the property. Everything is connected. Like you can see the Edge Hub is connected, which means it's running. And if you switch to the temp sensor, also it's connected.
Got it. Okay, so things are flowing actually in terms of information about the health
exactly.
of these modules within the Cloud Explorer and Visual Studio.
Exactly. So here, I'm going to stop monitoring the D2C message here. So you will see all the history here, but I'm going to stop. So basically, you have already finished your first module development. If you want to add a second module, there is a new button here for you to add a new IoT Edge module.
Got it.
You go back to this window, whatever the language, the template mm-hmm. you want, or from Marketplace, you can just click Add. You will get a new one.
Nice. Typical Visual Studio.
Exactly.
Development. You could do that manually, looking at the deployment template JSON file and manually add things, but it might be more tedious than just like click, just there.
Yep, exactly.
How about debugging on an actual device in Visual Studio?
So if you want to debug on actual device, we want to show you how to do some settings here in the extension setting.
Okay.
So here, there is a IoT Edge tool settings for you to using Docker host to connect to the Docker engine running on the remote device. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a very detailed instructions on docs, our IoT blog. So you can look the details here because it really depends. You are running Windows or Linux, the settings, the steps might be a little bit different.
Yep.
But the mechanism behind that is using Docker host to do remote debugging.
Okay.
The container is running on your actual device.
And you're doing F5, F10, and so forth directly from Visual Studio.
Exactly.
As if it were running locally, right?
Yep.
Cool. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, Shane, that was a very insightful introduction to the toolings for IoT Edge in Visual Studio. Hope to see you soon for more goodness.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm willing to introduce all the developer tools for IoT developers here.
And you will. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. Don't forget to subscribe and check out the links under here for learning more about the Visual Studio experience for developing for IoT devices.